Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 5 in E-flat Major, Opus 73, Emperor, 1809, Lecture 4.
We return to our exploration of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5. Now, where we left off was at the transition that links movement 2 to movement 3. It's a signal moment because it creates out of the second and third movements a unified Ur movement, a greater whole that is not marked by an ending and a beginning, but rather a continuation, but a very different mood is continued, from the quietude and lyricism of the second movement to the exuberance and power of the third. So let's get back to where we were. Let me describe just what was happening when we last met each other and then move through into the third movement. Now, all motion came to a stop at measure 79 of the third movement as all instruments descended to a single sustained pitch, a B, the parent or tonic pitch of the second movement. When this happens in a piece of music, when everything stops, rhythm, counterpoint, even melody, and a single, even harmony, because a single note is being held, not a chord. When this happens in a piece of music, the response is for we as an audience to lean forward. We know that this is not a static state, despite the fact that only one event is happening, simply because we anticipate that this will go somewhere. And indeed, that's what happens. Our attention is utterly focused on this quiet and intensely stated B, and suddenly it drops away, down half a step to a B flat, and we are now prepared to go back to the key from where it all started, E flat. Quietly in the distance, we hear the piano intone what seems to be a rising arpeggio, but soon we will find out that this quietly rising arpeggio in E flat in the piano will suddenly burst out as the opening theme of the fourth movement. Let's listen then from this settling in on this single pitch, B, the gentle but extraordinary move downwards to B flat, the distant intonation of the piano as it intones the opening theme of the third movement, and then the explosive opening of the third movement, all incredibly feathered together through this use of segue. 79. So there it is, from this quietude in the key of B, shifting suddenly to a B flat, which turns into the five or the dominant chord of E flat, the distant soundings of the first theme of the third movement in the piano, first quietly and then explosively, as finally we realize all of this has resolved. Now, before we get into the third movement proper, I just want to close off this harmonic discussion that I indulged in greatly in the last lecture, apropos of the second movement. I talked about the importance of the key of B. It was a key that was already introduced to us in the first movement by the piano, supposedly playing in the wrong key, but actually anticipating this very event, the piano playing in the key of B, the orchestra stealing it away, and then playing that second theme in the first movement in the key of B flat. That becomes a microcosm of what happens in the entire second and third movements, because the second movement is again in B. And then, of course, that B shifts downwards to a B flat, going then to E flat, imitating on large scale what had been a fairly small and maybe seemingly fairly irrelevant event in the first movement.